Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Kingwood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to text the show. We're on location, so...
Who's the top-ranked softball team?
I was just moving that. I was doing a little site maintenance here on Sports Map because it was under other sports and it should have been under high school sports.
Okay, but who's number one?
I wasn't really paying attention. I don't post the high school stuff.
Okay.
I delegate that. I did post seven things to Sports Map this morning, though, so including my picks for the races tonight at Sam Houston. And I'll be out there tomorrow night, so if you get a chance and you're heading out there, picks are on the site.
Did you make a post about Kerwin Roach being suspended indefinitely from the Texas basketball team right before they play Oklahoma and while they're fighting to make it into the tournament?
I did not. Because usually if there's college basketball stuff, A.J. Hoffman writes it.
So what I've noticed is no one wants to say out loud why Kerwin Roach was suspended. It's all because... undisclosed violation of team rules. And I'm not the kind of person who's going to put someone's business out there, but I think I have a good idea as to why Kerwin Roach was suspended. I don't know for a fact, but I've got it on good authority that it may... I don't even want to say too much. You know, I don't want to put anybody's business out there. Oh, I love this song.
What is the song?
I was going to shoot some hoops, but then I got high. I was going to beat OU too, but then I got high. Now I'm kicked off the team, and I know why. What? Because I got... Oh, this is a great song. And again, I'm not trying to put anybody's business out there. Like I know what he's up to on the weekends or something. But I got from a pretty reliable source why Kerwin Roach won't be playing tomorrow against Oklahoma in what's a pretty important game for Bevo. What's this? Are you playing this for a reason, Aaron?
I just thought it sounded good.
You like this song?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too.
So you know.
Cool.
Sometimes,
again, I'm not putting anybody's business out there. I'm not that kind of a dude that would – I'm not like a snitch that would tell people why he won't be playing tomorrow. So don't put me in that basket.
You don't happen to know like a dealer or anything like that in Austin?
No, I don't know anybody. I don't have any connections there that would tell me why Texas's leading scorer got suspended indefinitely with five games left to go. I don't know anybody who would tell me something like that, honestly. Let's just let the beat play.
Yeah.
La, da, 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 da. Okay, no, that's good.
I have heard that song before.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
That's good.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show.
Again, don't make assumptions based on...
Yeah, just on some music that was playing. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything.
Sometimes we just play music because we want to spice up a segment, so we play some music behind it. It's not necessarily topical.
You know what? I'm gonna put a check mark by that as far as spicing up the segment. I thought it worked very well. Congratulations. We're at Big City Wings in Kingwood, and people are starting to trickle in, so come on out for the show. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. And then AJ has to go play Uber. So,
yeah.
409 says, so Robert Kraft, misspelled, of course, is paying for rub and tugs, and you think it's crazy that the Pats are listening into opposing teams' headsets. Just a thought after hearing coaches complain when playing in New England. I don't see how either one of those things are even remotely relatable. But, listen, and one of the things that we talked about in the last hour with this, before you can really have a strong opinion on this. Listen, I can safely say I've never been in a rub and tug. But
good for you.
Yeah, if you're there with some friends.
Good for you, Mr. Morals.
Well,
congratulations.
Let's just end the conversation there. That doesn't mean that there's not other stuff that I might have done in my past.
All right, I guess you're just such a great guy that you never do anything like that.
I mean, I didn't say I didn't order him to the room or something. Come on. I mean, but the reality is, for one thing, I don't understand why if you're that rich, you don't need to go there. You can basically tell the concierge, hey, send these chicks up to my room. Done.
Dude, I mean, first of all, like, I get the idea. I mean, like you're an old man, but you're still a horny old man. You're kind of gross. But Bob Kraft is, like, almost 80. He's, like, a super old man.
Yeah, but he's also got that B in front of his ear.
Like, get it under control, good sir.
No.
And stop going to strip mall massage parlors and looking for the extra services. Like, you should, I mean, when, like you said, he's got a B. Billionaire. You got to know how to work the system, Bob. Bob. You don't do it that way, and especially at a place where they're trafficking workers. I mean, that's not a good look.
That's the thing. If the question is, did he just go there because somebody said, "Hey, man, I know where there's a place we can go," and he just thought they were working girls, or did he know they were actually trafficking? Because if that's the case, that's a lot more serious. And that's where. You know, we shouldn't be sitting here making fun of it because
that's where we draw the line between okay, he's just kind of a creepy dude and it's a misdemeanor. That's a misdemeanor, right?
Right. Yeah.
Versus human trafficking
or misdemeanor. He may be into that. I don't know.
Right. Human trafficking falls into that. Okay, that crosses a line. But dropping that 50 on the counter at the massage parlor and hoping for the best—that's not the best.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be laws against that.
I mean, I feel like
who's getting massages? The massage business doesn't exist if that's not a possibility. Let's face it. How many people really go to masseuses because they feel better after getting a massage? Like their shoulders.
Oh,
feel
there's
better.
People that do. I mean,
who? Do you know any?
I know a few. Yeah.
Not me. I don't know. Yeah. I know why people go to massage parlors. Let's just put it that
okay. Let's narrow this down a little bit. You know why most men go to massage
right.
parlors.
Women go to massage parlors because their shoulders hurt or their lower back hurts. Men go to massage parlors for other stuff, for the, you know, it's almost like a wing joint. Some people go to the wing joint for the wings. Some people like the extras. They like the ranch dressing and the celery and the carrot sticks. And the French fries. They like those side items.
Hmm.
It's a side item that you can get at every massage parlor. If
I would think
that. Want to pay the premium.
But I would think that that's not a side item if you're going there.
Fred, if it's not a side item, it's illegal.
Ah. So if it's a side item,
yeah.
It's perfectly legal?
It's like those. The only place where that's the main course is Nevada. Like that, you're allowed to have places where that's the main course. In Nevada. If you're in 49 other states, including Florida, where this apparently happened, that's a side item. And it's not available on all menus.
See, I just thought Florida, the
you thought that's
it's okay. I mean, everything else is okay there, right? Meth is legal there.
I don't think it's legal.
Heroin's legal there. You can do whatever you want in Florida. It's the wild, wild east. That's what. Well, why do you think we have so many Florida stories?
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 936, I've never frequented one of these places, but isn't it common knowledge that these girls are most likely victims of sex trafficking? I don't know.
I mean, if it was common knowledge that they were victims of sex trafficking, those places would just be shut down automatically. Well, I don't think it's common knowledge. I think that, I mean, I hope not anyway. I've never gotten a massage and known for a fact that the person massaging me was sold into the massage business. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't go. I'd feel really super guilty.
Yeah, and if that were the case, you'd probably want the authorities to know about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And we're out here at Big City Wings in Kingwood. I think it's – right now it's kind of funny, but the reality is once more stuff comes out, if these women really were sex slaves, that's a terrible story.
Oh, yeah. That ain't good for Bob.
And if he – well, here's the other thing. What if the girl was underage?
Was she underage?
I don't know. But what if she was? Now what?
A, that's really gross because he's a super old, disgusting man.
Yeah, but you know.
But B, like,
you keep saying that when you're a billionaire, somebody thinks you're handsome. It doesn't matter what you look like.
It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire. If you're 80, 16-year-old girls have to be off limits.
They should be. Absolutely.
No, they shouldn't. They have to be.
Yeah.
But, there's no like,
but
yeah,
it's like
nine
Lawrence
times
Taylor's.
Out of 10.
It's not like I card him. That's the thing. You think Robert Kraft went and said, you look a little young. I'd like to see your identification, please. No. He's like, okay, do you want to start on the front or the back? Because that's what olds do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess we'll see what happens. So. Somebody said I've seen that Robert Kraft wasn't the biggest name. They haven't released a big name yet. I don't know.
My goodness.
I'm sure.
Who's the bigger name?
There's not. There's not a bigger name. I'm not.
Might not be a bigger name money-wise, but there might be a more prominent public figure.
Are you saying that Donald Trump went to this
party?
No.
Oh, no. I was thinking somebody that might be getting a paycheck that's signed by Robert Kraft.
It's listen, this isn't in Russia. There's no way that he was involved. Stop. All right.
Are you saying who's more famous than Bob Kraft that it could have been?
Theodore Brady?
William H. Belichick?
Oh.
Ooh.
Come on, guys.
See, it's this kind of speculation that's irresponsible.
What about what if it's Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck doesn't need to go there. Tom Selleck, even now, can walk into a room and just point to a woman.
Probably right.
And then, boom, he's gone. He's getting whatever massage he wants. And then he comes back in.
Takes
another pill, points to another woman.
You know what's times have changed? Because used to, when we would talk about, well, who's more famous than him, I'd always say, oh, Burt Reynolds. Because Burt Reynolds was like the most famous dude. But now he's dead, so I had to go to someone else. And the mustache connection instantly took me to Tom Selleck.
There you go. Oh. Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 live from Big City Wings in Kingwood.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Kingwood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Big City Wings in Kingwood. If you're just getting off work, get your butt out here before you don't have a place to sit. There's even people at the Fred Fowler table now, so it's starting to get packed.
Hey, I've got a list of people who live in Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
And some of these might be more famous than Robert Kraft.
First off, tell me. Quick correction. I was told that there were no underage girls in the sting.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Just wanted to point that out.
We're happy about that.
All right.
Steve Biscotti, Ravens owner, more or less famous than Robert Kraft?
Much less famous.
Okay. How about Nelson Doubleday, Doubleday Publishing?
Much less famous.
Okay. How about this? He can't still be alive. Prescott Bush, father of George H.W. Bush? He's dead now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he doesn't count anyway.
And he wouldn't be more famous.
Well, George H.W. Bush was on this list, too. He was a resident of Jupiter, Florida, as well.
Also dead.
So we won't count him. How about Robert Lovett, the U.S. Secretary of Defense?
Nope.
Okay. What about country music superstar Alan Jackson?
That's a hard one for me to answer because I'm not a big...
I bet he's more famous, like, amongst non-sports people than Robert Kraft.
But that's not one where you hear that name and go, oh, that's much bigger than Robert Kraft.
Okay. Well, let me go with some of these famous athletes who live in Jupiter, Florida. You tell me. I mean, this is comparing golfer to professional sports owner is tough, but what about Lee Trevino?
Maybe 20 years ago, but not now.
What if he were having sex with women at this same massage parlor? Would that be a big story?
Not really.
What about Ricky Fowler?
You know what, though? I'd love to see his face where he was when he was shaking his head.
O face?
No. When he was shaking his head at Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
That's the look I would give him if he were the guy.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
What about Ricky Fowler?
No.
Justin Thomas?
No. Better at sport, but no.
Nick Price?
Nope.
Gary Player.
Pretty big name. An old would fit the profile, but I still don't hear him and say, oh, yeah, he's much bigger than Robert
Kraft.
Okay,
well, here's the three names that I circled that I think are more famous than Robert Kraft, and you can disagree.
Okay.
And I want you to rank these 1 through 3 as most likely to partake in a rub and tug.
Okay.
Greg Norman.
I'm going to go with probably not more famous, close.
You don't think he's more famous than Robert Kraft?
No, I don't think so anymore. I mean, he's a...
He was a big noise.
Yeah, in golf. You think that's bigger than the owner of the greatest dynasty in NFL history? I'm going to go with no. He did have a nice clothing line, though. He used to have some cool-ass shark clothes.
Okay.
I could see him doing it, though. If you want to talk about,
Till you hear the other two before you make this decision.
All right, because the reality is, though, I mean, I don't hear that name and go, oh yeah, way more famous. Sorry.
Also, Jupiter, Florida resident Tiger Woods, Eldrick.
That would be bigger.
And he's more famous, even though he's just a golfer, a lowly golfer.
Stop! You stop! We've talked a million times about how he's a transcendent guy who transcends golf. None
Greg Norman transcends golf. He's got the shark on T-shirts.
Yeah, he's also – that was 20 years
ago. You have a shark hat.
I don't anymore, no. That was 20 years ago.
The straw hat with the wide brim and the shark, you have that.
No, I don't. I had one similar, yes. Oh. But I used to make some really kick-ass golf shirts when I was playing a lot of golf. I wore a lot of shark shirts.
So if I told you there was a more famous professional athlete than Tiger Woods who has a home in Jupiter, Florida, you'd be like, what? That's impossible. Michael Jordan also at least owns a home in Jupiter, Florida. I don't know if it's his main residence because he does have business dealings in North Carolina today.
Yeah.
He's probably got a place in Chicago, but also has a place in Jupiter, Florida. So rank these.
Tiger, number one, most likely.
More likely than Alan Jackson, famous country music superstar Alan Jackson?
Yeah. Hmm. You know, Tiger likes to... that's right.
So Tiger's number one. Yes. Who's next? Greg Norman, Tiger Woods, or Greg Norman, Michael Jordan, or Alan Jackson?
I'm going to go with Greg Norman, number two.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, number three. Alan Jackson, number four.
Okay.
But
did you only put Greg Norman ahead of Michael Jordan, so I wouldn't accuse you of being racist.
I hadn't even thought of that.
And putting the two black guys at the top of the list.
I hadn't even thought of that, but okay. Well, we're talking about an old white guy who's at the top of the list.
Well, he's the leader in the clubhouse,
but
no pun intended.
No, I think Tiger, we know his history, right? That's easy.
Tiger gets around. He spreads the love.
I used to hear a lot of Greg Norman stories back when we had golf tournaments in town, so I'm not surprised at all.
I used to hear a lot of Alan Jackson stories.
Yeah, see,
I made that up. I've never heard an Alan Jackson story about a massage parlor story. I've never heard one.
In my world, Alan Jackson doesn't even make this conversation because I don't even.
I got to look up how many Twitter followers Alan Jackson has.
Tennis Tony wants to know if Jerome Solomon lives in Jupiter. What is that?
No. There's no Alan Jackson with a blue check.
Okay.
So I'm going to go that. Oh, there is one. Just kidding. Let's see how many Twitter followers here. 577,000.
See, I bet Tiger Woods has more.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, Robert Kraft probably isn't on Twitter.
But. Well, if he is, he better be off now.
He's saying the guy needs to get off. Never mind.
No.
No. That was terrible. And here I was making fun of everybody for all their happy ending jokes all day.
Yeah. And like literally 15 people sent me the same joke where it was Tom Brady in a wig saying the prostitute. And guys, come on. If you're not going to originate your jokes, make sure you're not the 15th person to send it. It's just a bad look.
Shame.
Shame indeed.
Well, I think a lot of times, like let's say you're working or something and you're not on Twitter, and so you go and grab that and send it.
But that's why you don't just take somebody else's joke and send it out, because it's probably, I mean, if it's out there, it's probably
somebody's
been out there.
It, yeah. Tamara Steelers girl says Tiger Woods has over 6 million followers on Twitter.
Oh, more famous than Alan Jackson.
Yeah, I would say.
But Michael Jordan, we can agree, more famous than Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah. But I do think there was a time there was a discussion about that. Space Jam and everything else, Jordan was one of those guys that went beyond basketball.
Well, how many Twitter followers for Shark Greg Norman?
I'm going to guess.
More or less than Alan Jackson?
Well, keep in mind he was in his heyday before Twitter.
Mm-hmm. So was Alan Jackson, though.
Well, I don't know anything about Alan Jackson, so again.
We have any Alan Jackson music? Why don't we go out with Alan Jackson music? Come on, bro. Step your game up. What's Alan Jackson's most famous song?
I don't know.
Pop quiz. I don't know either. 110,000 Twitter followers for Shark Greg Norman.
Yeah, I told you he wasn't a...
Not as famous as Alan Jackson, Tiger Woods, or...
That's what I was trying to tell you. Not more famous than Bob Kraft.
Okay, crank this up, Aaron. This is my jam. This is my favorite Alan Jackson song. What's it called?
I was going to ask you. What's your favorite? Gone Country.
Yeah. This is the biggest hit.
Oh.
Yeah. One of the biggest.
Yeah, turn it up, man. What if this was the song that was playing while Robert Kraft got his massage?
I'm having a hard time. These images of Robert Kraft in a towel with,
you know why
some
I think Alan Jackson
girl rubbing on him is really. I mean, I don't want this in my head. And now you've added another level because I picture Alan Jackson sitting there on his guitar watching
in the
whole
corner
time while he's singing the song.
Do you want my reasoning for why I think Alan Jackson is the unnamed famous person? Standalone mustache. It's 2019. And Alan Jackson has a standalone mustache. If you don't think that's creepy or weird, I don't know what to tell you.
I no longer have a standalone mustache.
But you did.
35 years ago.
And if you had one today, I would probably accuse you of being the unnamed famous person. But fortunately, you don't live in Jupiter and you still don't have that mustache.
So you're saying Cal McNair? Is that what you're trying to say?
Could be.
Not more famous than Robert Kraft. All right, and Michael, that's the deflated balls joke I've also seen like 8 times today.
Oh, don't do deflated balls jokes, guys. Come on. Originate your joke. Don't just Twitter joke. Like Barry Laminack just takes a joke off Twitter that he reads and puts it in his act. Don't do that.
much as usually dudes don't do where they eat. Well, that's the thing. I mean, Robert Kraft's not from Jupiter.
No.
So I'm guessing this is a roadshow guy.
Yeah.
Which opens it up to anybody.
Who are you blaming?
I don't know.
Are you accusing Clay Walker?
No. Clay Walker, not more famous than Robert Kraft. George Strait, maybe? I don't know. I don't know that many country dudes. Even though I've actually
McGraw.
I've been listening to some of it lately, but I couldn't tell you who sings the songs.
What's a guy that people used to say I looked like?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown, yeah.
Yeah. When I was fat, everybody said, like, girls used to come up to me and take pictures with me because I was a fat guy with a beard,
maybe,
so they assumed I was Zach Brown. That's not embarrassing to me at all.
Maybe you should go back to that.
Well, he's lost weight, too, luckily. Yeah.
That's too bad. All right. Quick break. It is. It's on ESPN 97.5. In no time at all, it's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to his roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone. ESPN 97.5.
Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Big City Wings in Kingwood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Big City Wings in Kingwood. If you're driving around out there right now, listen, Kingwood Drive, you don't want to be on that road. It's crowded, there's traffic, you're going to be miserable. Come in here, get your $3 margarita on, get your wings on. If you want to drink beer, you can do that. Get your burger. Enjoy the great service. Enjoy the great atmosphere. That's all they do at Big City Wings. Great service and great atmosphere. And, like, there's a hockey game on, and there's Pardon the Interruptions on, and NASCAR and golf. There'll be college basketball. Well, there's not much college basketball on Friday.
Bro. A, there's Ivy League basketball pretty much every Friday. Don't disrespect the Ivy League. Those guys work really hard, and they don't get scholarships. So, respect. I'm swinging hard at this Davidson, Rhode Island game. So, don't disrespect that either.
What is your love for Davidson? This is like the third time this week.
I'm not telling you that I'm on Davidson.
Okay, but you're on one of those sides.
Who went to Davidson?
Steph Curry.
Exactly. That's where it all stems from.
Warriors love. Oh. Oh. Pathetic. Well, as long as you're right, I don't care. So.
Listen, I got burned the other day with Dayton against Davidson. I had Davidson, and Dayton came out and played their best game of the year. So I'm not always on Davidson, but I do tend to like Atlantic 10 basketball. I've got a good relationship with Ivy League and Atlantic 10, so tonight there's some hoops, a little bit.
Well, that's good. And the thing is, I'm kidding with you, but there's nothing wrong with having certain teams that you have a good feel for. And, like, I haven't done much of anything with college basketball this year. I pretty much only bet UH. Because I have a really good feel for them. I kind of have a good sense of when I think they're going to go in and cover, and I have a good sense of when I think they're going to,
win, but
not cover. So, Holly telling me I need to step up my country game.
Yeah, someone was saying that Alan Jackson has songs called Papa Top and Chattahoochee.
Okay.
That both would have been funnier than She's Gone Country.
All right,
I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, Aaron, but.
But they are.
Both of those would have been funnier.
Oh, man.
I was going for more recognition.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I leave the jokes to y'all. I was actually going with something and somebody heard it and go, oh, that's Alan Jackson. I know that song.
Yeah, I need you to think one level deeper, though. I want you to think about what I want is always what's funny. So I'm going to need you to just think about that.
So you want me to just go deeper?
Yeah, just think on one level deeper.
What?
Did you play that?
What? No, I just said
that rim shot.
No, I just said like Robert Kraft while y'all were talking about that and the people and Jerry Bowe, who knows so, most of the time.
We need to discuss what happened during the last break.
Okay.
A girl walks up, a girl who's of age, I mean, she's of legal age, walks up and says, "Hey, where's Fred?" And we go, "I don't know. He stepped outside for a minute." She just turns around and walks away. She's gone. Didn't care a lick about us.
I saw her outside. She's a friend of mine. I ran out to get a book for Chris over here. He wanted to buy a novel. So.
Okay.
She's a friend of mine.
A friend of yours, huh?
Yeah. We
like a Robert Kraft?
No, God, no.
Oh.
No. Dude, look at me. Are you kidding?
Well, look at Robert Kraft.
I know, but he's billionaire.
Yeah, but you're a big-time author now, and, you know. You know what you've got going.
Yeah, but it's...
You're wearing it, you know.
I'm the guy women want to talk to.
Yeah.
I'm not the one that... Well, of course, maybe I should be paying $60. I don't know. And everybody's suggesting songs that you should have done.
That would have been funnier.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Is that Alan Jackson? Because I've heard that song. I don't know who sings it.
That's Alan Jackson as well.
Well, now I know who sings it. Because that's one that...
Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett, I think.
They both sing it?
Yeah.
Like together or separate songs?
Oh,
okay. Lamont says I'm more animated on remote. I'm just having a good time.
That's a cocaine. Come on.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what that's what that. Yeah, exactly. Don't question it anyway, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, if you're on your way to, for those of you who are driving to the Sabercats game tonight, the current future ex-wife is going to be carrying the Canadian flag.
What?
Yeah, she's a big deal.
What?
Yeah.
Did they offer her that position just because she's married to you and you're famous?
Well. Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from her, but one of my friends works for the team and asked me if she would do it because she's the only Canadian she knows. So
come on.
So I think
you know what that means for you tonight.
Nothing.
That means you shouldn't even have to leave the $65 on the dresser. You should just get it,
dude. She charges me $70. But
well,
no,
the Canadian dollar isn't what it used to
that's
be.
That's the thing. So $70 U.S. is a lot like 100 Canadian.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's like 96 Canadian.
Yeah, you should only be paying like $48 the way it...
Oh, geez, no way. But...
she's a real hoser.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And out here at Big City Wings in Kingwood, starting to pop, a lot more people coming in. And if you're here, come say hello. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. And then I'm going to – no, actually, this works out well for me because she'll probably go do something with her friends afterwards, and I can just go home, get a nice –
And do what? Take care of the dogs?
No, I've got some nice whiskey at home, and I'm going to sit there and play Sam Houston all night on my computer.
But then what happens when your dog – eats up your power cord and your computer
dies. The
dog
is not going to eat up the power cord because here's what I've learned. Like when I leave the show, the computer's 100% charged, right?
So it'll last till tomorrow?
So I can sit there all night tonight and play the ponies with no plug in it.
And that way, tomorrow, when you need to go get a new plug because the dog ate it, you'll still have some life. I get it. That's a good strategy.
I think I've got her broken of that.
It only took three cords.
Two and a half, actually. Yeah. One of them still works, so it doesn't count. But no, it was the power.
It only works when it's plugged into a generator, but it still works.
Yeah. Or you can use a bicycle to generate the energy. All right. Is that music? Are we going to break?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to break. When we come back, we'll have the gym of the day. And after that, it's RJ Bell time. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Big City Wings in Kingwood, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Big City Wings in Kingwood. Starting to...
Shout out Kingwood.
Yeah.
What's up?
Kingwood is representing.
What up, Kinghood?
This is...
Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know either. I just know they have some really good golf courses up here.
Uh-huh.
And,
a lot of really good big city wings.
Great big city wings. A lot of trees. A lot of scenery, I've noticed. So, all positives. If I'm doing my checklist of, like if we were doing, let's say, an evaluation.
Are you moving here?
If the station were closer, I probably would. But then I would never leave here.
Right.
It's kind of like I am at home now. All right. Hey, if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, please do. And if you want a copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago, you can go to JesusTheNovel.com. I actually have a couple out here, but I don't know if I can make my computer, my credit card thing work because I didn't bring my slider thing. Mm. So I'm going to try, but I've got a couple available. All right. Let's not do. I'm getting
Give
a lot.
Give me one second.
Oh, no. Was he not ready?
I mean, he knows we do.
This segment.
This is the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the
Day
segment.
My iPad crashed, and I had to reload everything.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that I had to make sure. Maybe. So now we're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
fire
you
when
stalled
ready,
stalled just long. Well, now I don't know. Might make you wait for a minute.
Welcome to Major Market Radio.
Here we are trying to put on an entertaining show. We're being recorded.
Yeah.
And just in time for you to do that.
There's a chick over there taking video of our show right now, and you just blew it in the biggest moment.
I would say, how much more was the nipple at the Super Bowl? The screw-up is what gets the ratings. You should know this.
No.
Come on. Everybody wants to hear me screw
you
up.
You screwing up isn't a nipple. They did that on purpose. And there was female breast involved. You screwing up, there's no payoff.
What if I show mine?
No.
Okay.
We want people
song.
Not chase them off. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's
so
the gem of the
guy,
day.
Fred.
The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And you know whose fault this is? Both of ours.
Yeah.
We both said, hey, this is the guy. Shame bell for us. Does the shame bell work at least?
Who hired you?
Shame.
All right.
Even the manager feels sorry for you. You're having such a pathetic showing.
Hey, he's owner, not just manager.
Oh,
and Sam,
okay.
That's Longhorn Sam. So, hey, is this $3 margarita thing, is this at all the locations? I told you it'd be at all the locations because he knows what he's doing. So if you're not in Kingwood, please go to one of the other six, get your $3 margarita on, get your wing on, and enjoy life, because that's what you do when you come to Big City Wings. Enjoy life. All right. A lot of people like to post their workout regimens, athletes, actors, Hoffmans.
I never post mine.
Okay. But,
I really don't.
Well, when you were getting ready for fights, you'd post fight pictures. It wasn't necessarily workout, but, guess who did his own workout regimen?
Mattress Mac.
No, I think this guy's more unlikely than Mattress Mac.
Joel Osteen.
That's not a nice thing for you to say to me. Not Joel Osteen. Also more famous than Robert Kraft, though.
Cal McNair.
You're getting warmer.
Oh, Jim Crane?
How about John Daly?
Yes. He's a professional athlete, Fred. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, he's now 52 years old, so he got... He did a video with a friend of his who's allegedly a trainer, not really, but he's a musician from Arkansas.
Alan Jackson.
Not Alan Jackson. Someone called Jocko Deal.
Okay. Bruno Giacomini, is that who you're talking about?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. He could be the same guy. So Golf Channel went and recorded it, and basically it's Daly on the treadmill and flip-flops going really slow.
Okay.
And holding a burger in front of himself to stay motivated.
Sounds legit.
Takes a couple of swings at a punching bag, but then he's winded. So he stops and eats French fries.
Okay.
Then he struggles with 1 pound weights and decides to start curling burgers instead.
Makes sense.
Then they hit the pool where He puts down a cigarette long enough to do a sit-up, and that's it. Jumps in the pool. That is the John Daly body sculpting workout.
What do you think John Daly's net worth is?
Well, I think at one point he lost, like, everything. I think he got, I don't know if it was.
He had a serious gambling debt, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say his net worth's probably, I'm probably guessing low, but I'm going to say about 2.5.
That's exactly right.
Really?
2.5 million.
Hmm.
At one point, he was worth over 25 million.
Yeah. Lost a lot of money, went through divorces. I know how that goes.
But 2.5 million is still pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah.
Although for as much as he won and as many endorsements as he had.
Yeah, it could be better.
Okay, we're running into that everybody's on the internet
on
thing
the
now.
Thing. Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, having trouble pulling things up. Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, yeah, you're Voldemort for the rest of the show. So
that's fair.
Just so you know. Maybe not even the rest of the show. Just for as long as I feel like you should be punished. Man. All right. I'm not able to get to the text or anything now. So I don't know what to tell you guys. I think on the break we need to find a better Wi-Fi. But
maybe our boy Sam will put us on the private Wi-Fi.
That would be good.
Like, you're a big celebrity. Sam, can we get on the private Wi-Fi during the break? Okay, he says yeah.
Okay.
You got connections, friend.
Well, your table had attractive people at it.
Yeah.
So you have more connections than I do.
You know what I do?
I come out here and eat burgers and wings and tell people how great they are.
Yeah,
and how much I love it.
And then chicks come out here looking for you.
Chick, singular.
Well, so far it's been one, but it was pretty obvious and blatant, and there was five dudes standing at the table, and she was like, is Fred here? Didn't care about any of us, just looking for that Fowler power.
It's just a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a while.
Okay.
That's all. She came out to see me.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I read that top thing first, and I'm like, what?
Sorry, I need to learn to cross things out, apparently.
If you need another one, just let me know.
Yeah, see, because I kind of thought he was offering me another beer, and that's not what it was. Cause
I think Sam will really put his hands on me if I walk behind the bar to get you one.
But I'm...
Boy, this place is filling out now.
I'm telling you now.
If you're not here already, dude, you waited too long. We tried to tell you guys to get here, and then you didn't show up in time, and now...
And now?
You're going to be on a wait if you want to hang out with us.
Yeah. 7-1. By the way, dense fog tonight. Be careful.
By the way, dense fog every single day.
No, we had one day where it was nice. Remember?
You remember, but I didn't see it. I come to work too early now.
Yeah.
So when I came to work, it was still crappy and foggy, and you were like, oh, it's a beautiful day outside. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Today sucked. And you're like, no.
That was in the good old days of Wednesday.
Yeah. I haven't seen a nice day driving in yet.
But yeah.
I've got to coach baseball this weekend. I'm kind of like.
A Sunday's supposed to be good.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping it is because I actually want to.
So I'll just have one day of standing outside in the cold rain is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, that's what I need.
Having kids not listen to me about running the bases and getting picked off or thrown out. That's exactly how I wanted to spend my week.
Hey. You know, just be glad your kid's into sports. I tried so hard with mine, and he just never had any interest. Instead, he wanted to play chess.
Yeah.
And now he's a creative writing major with a weird beard. That's what happens.
A weird beard? Like...
he's got one of those
like
chin
Eminem?
Beards. He's got one of those chin beards. He looks like a beatnik.
Okay.
I mean, he's a good-looking kid, but he looks like a beatnik.
That was like Machine Gun Kelly told Eminem he has a weird beard.
Oh, is that what that beef was about?
Yeah.
That's pretty lame.
It's not the greatest diss track.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
You got a weird
aren't
beard.
These guys professionals at
Dog.
Diss tracks?
Not the best.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. We'll get this.
Yeah, you got more money in me and more album sales, but your beard is hella weird.
Yeah, that's...
You got me, bro.
That would be like somebody at another station saying, yeah, AJ, you make more money than me. You got better ratings than me, but, you know, you're bald.
Okay.
That's pretty much the...
Who said that?
Nobody. I'm just saying that would be the same thing.
Was that Rich Lord?
I don't know if...
Your boy said that about me?
I don't think Rich Lord knows who we are.
I don't think Rich Lord knows that we actually get ratings for the work that we do. I think he's just kind of floating along.
Yeah, I think he just kind of shows up, does his thing, throws in a comment once every 10 minutes while poor Sean carries the show.
By the way, to make sure we don't get fined, you're listening to KFNC FM Houston.
Oh, I think it's Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Yeah, Mont Belvieu, Texas.
Not all right. Well, our ID says Mont Belvieu, Houston.
No, it does.
Does
right.
It?
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb. Mont Belvieu's not Houston.
No, but it's Mont Belvieu / Houston.
It's where the transmitter is and what market you're broadcasting, I believe. I could be wrong.
Okay. So am I supposed to?
Yes.
Am I supposed to tell people how they can sleep better? Texas Mattress Makers. Guys, this weekend, you know, quit screwing around. You probably got your bed's probably all grimy and dirty, and you've had it for too long, and you're like, I don't need another bed. I'm just going to let my parents give me another one. Don't do that, because you know what? You're going to spend a lot of your life asleep, and you want to sleep better. Texas Mattress Makers got you covered. You don't want to spend a bunch of money? Texas Mattress Makers has you covered. The bottom line is, you walk into this place, you're saving 50% off of what you would spend if you went to a retail store, because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. And the best part about it is they know everything about these mattresses. So they're going to put you on the best possible mattress for you. And check out the collection of pocketed coil mattresses, including the Amsterdam, which is used by the Sabercats rugby team. They have that Amsterdam. I've got the Athens. I love that. I've got the London downstairs. And I love that one as well. Long after I'm out of radio, I'll be buying my mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers. Visit them today. Got the shop out in Katy at 5026 East 3rd Street. Or you can go to 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. That's the original. Say hello to Yuval and the gang. You're going to get the best sleep at the best price guaranteed with Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5.